picking up strangers. Let me tell you about the dangers. You never know.
Welcome back, everybody, to Picking Up Strangers, episode 37. Well, I could have started a little bit before having, before that, but I didn't want to catch you off guard.
Oh, okay.
Friendly Frank, how are you?
Better than most, not as good as some, at 2:27 p.m.
Fantastic. Par for the course. Always vague. Who knows where you're at currently, but we'll find out, I guess, soon.
See, that's how it works.
What works?
We'll find out. You have to keep listening, and then you'll find out where I'm at, where you're at.
I'm doing good. Actually, I'm doing really good. We went on a little trip this past week. Got out to Flagstaff, Arizona. Visiting some family up there, so that was fun.
Well, you got some family up there. I've been to Flagstaff. I like Flagstaff. It was nice.
Yeah, it was my first time ever there, and it is real pretty. We actually even did the Grand Canyon on our way home. Yeah. Never been to the Grand Canyon either. That was pretty impressive. It's really is nice.
It's more than just it's more than just a hole in the ground. I mean,
yeah,
that and you know it makes well at least with me because we did the Flagstaff, Sedona, mm-hmm. and what else did we do? Sedona and Scottsdale.
Scottsdale's not too far, yeah.
Yeah, we did that tour, and I love Sedona, and I love Flagstaff because it was more like foresty, you know.
Yeah, more, it's definitely more mountains versus.
Yeah, Denver. Yeah, and I like the whole experience, man. I mean, the Grand Canyon, and it puts you in proper perspective. You know, if you think you all that, look at the bottom of that Grand Canyon. You know how many people, can you imagine the first guy that just walked up on it and was like, "Whoa, shit!" You're not gonna believe this shit, man. I mean, it's.
Well, that's what I was telling Aaron. I told her, I said, can you imagine, you know, being in a wagon, being taken down the street, you know, by four horses, and you're just walking. All you want to do is get to California, and you come up on this.
Man, they used to.
What the fuck do we do now? Brought us here?
they used mules, man, and they had maybe a foot, maybe 2 foot. Some of those trails, on a cliff.
The first guys didn't have mules. they sent back and said, "Hey, I think we're gonna need some mules. So once you head on back, and we'll see in about 2 years when you get back here with some mules."
Man, they brought mules with them, man. They just know now that they were a lot more useful now. It's like,
mules with them.
Man, Lewis and Clark, when they went on their expedition, they brought all kinds of supplies. Are you kidding?
Let's talk about Lewis and Clark.
You don't know about history. I'm sorry.
I'm talking about, like, the settlers of the people who are like, okay, we're going.
Yeah.
We go get land. That's not Lewis and Clark. Far before Lewis and Clark.
See, wait a minute.
Far after Lewis and Clark. Excuse me.
All right. You didn't watch black and white TV westerns. Because it tells you. It shows you.
You're telling me that I don't know anything about history, and you're going to give me a history lesson from Bonanza?
I didn't say Bonanza.
You might as well have.
Yeah.
It just has to be black and white TV.
It was just as plain as Bonanza, man. Let's steal us up some land. Let's calm down.
You're about to mock me for my history knowledge, and you're getting yours from black and white TV.
I'm trying to relate. I'm making it more simple. If you haven't read the history, what happened, and how that changed hands and stuff. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you for dumbing it down for little old me.
I didn't dumb it down just for you. It's for those, never mind.
Well, that's what I did this week. What'd you do this week? Well, let me tell you this, though. The drive out there was long. I mean, it's like a 7-hour drive, so it's a decent-sized drive.
Yeah.
But the drive back seemed like 17 times longer. That was a rough drive back. We came back Sunday morning, although it could be because we did the Grand Canyon on our way back home. So, you know, it was a 12-hour travel day versus just 7 hours driving straight through. But it was well worth it. Being 43 years old and never seen the Grand Canyon, I was kind of like, oh, well, this is good. Check that right off the list.
Yeah, it's beautiful, man. I mean, like I said, the first person that walked up on it, there should be a spot where it's all, you know, blocked off, and like this is where the first person that ever saw the Grand Canyon, and it's just a spot on some rocks and shit.
That's funny.
It's when you see, when you look and you see how far deep it goes, should just be like, boom. First person to see it, shit on itself. This is the spot right here.
Well, it goes a mile. I was reading something on it, and it's 220 some odd miles long, a mile deep, and 10 miles wide.
Yeah, in some places.
And that was pretty interesting to see. It's interesting to see how far 10 miles is. You don't usually get to see 10 miles straight out in front of you. Or at least you don't have any frame of reference on what is 10 miles straight out in front of you.
I was going to say, go to the ocean.
What it looks like.
But you don't have the reference.
So, that was cool. So, what'd you do this week?
Man, I took it easy, man. Put some resumes out there, you know, talk to a couple of, used Uber, and the Uber driver, got two calls while I was in his car.
Really?
Yeah. It was like around, it was like 3:30, something like that.
Uh-huh.
And so I guess that's a busier time. But the other thing was he owned his car. He wasn't in the late model. Hey, did you see that they lowered the prices we talked about that. Lowered the prices on the rentals. Yeah, because they just sitting.
Well, yeah, I mean, when everything was we're still in the heat of it, but the first time we really got in the heat of it, we were driving past, and I don't know if we discussed this or not, but we were driving past Angel Stadium, and the parking lot was full. I'm like, what are they doing at the stadium? And my wife had to tell me. She goes, that's where all the rental cars are going. This is like all Enterprise and Hertz because nobody's using rental cars anymore. So they just parked them in the stadium.
Bet you can get a good deal now. I mean, just to Ian, if you weren't like driving. I thought about maybe testing, you know, doing it for a week.
Right.
But the thing is, with unemployment, it would probably, if you did it and it didn't work out, it'd take you 3 weeks before you would get any kind of compensation.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'll just say that.
At least 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
It's just, if you own your car, you ain't making no payments. I mean, it might work out for you, but I don't know. They have to lower the prices on those rental cars to make it make more sense. And then, you know, like I said, how do you feel about driving with somebody? I need one of them forehead thermometers. Before you get in the Uber, I need to take your temperature. I mean, you already got a mask. That's not, you know, that should be like extra service. They tip you out because you took their temperature to make sure.
Only if you do it rectally.
No.
That's the only time you get the tip.
No. Mm-mm.
What do you mean?
That's how you get the tip.
That's most accurate.
No.
Let me pop this in there real quick.
No. No.
What do you mean?
That's what you've been taught.
Well, maybe I just fell for it. I don't know.
Yeah, probably. The old ways. You know, they have this digital thing they hold over your forehead. That's good enough for me. I'll accept that.
Unless you're walking around on a sunny day and your head's hot, then what?
Man, rectothermometers. Just like, you know, just like the Grand Canyon, man. The first guy that saw the Grand Canyon. When you were a kid and you got that rectal thermometer, you're like, hey, what do you do? Whoa! didn't see that happen. Wow. Just teach me about life at fucking 1 year old, man. Glad they didn't say, like, you know, yep, be happy it's just a thermometer. That's what... I feel sorry for the kids that are growing up right now, man. I mean, they seeing all this shit, man. I mean, no parent could prepare you for the shit that... I mean, just 2020. Just 2020.
Uh-huh.
You gotta be either exceptionally well on your game and secure in your being. 2020 is the year to do that or to strive towards that. Because if anything's possible. Anything's possible in 2020.
Well, I guess almost anything's possible.
No, man.
You can't travel to Europe right now, so that's not possible.
No, that's not true. If you know the right people, you can get over to Europe, man. If you got the right amount of money in your bank account, you can get to Europe. See, they didn't turn off the tap all the way. There's still drips. They want you to believe that, but man, them people that got money and is making deals, they going to Europe. They go wherever the hell they want to.
And this is from your inside source, or?
Man! That's just the facts. It's just like...
The facts!
Yeah. It's just like when you get your coronavirus, have you taken that test? Do you know how long it takes for you to get back the results?
I don't know. What is it? 7 days? 14 days?
Yeah. You know, the motherfuckers up in Washington, some places got the test that take a half hour. They can tell you, boom, boom, half hour.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's how some people got it, man. Them NBA players, I was listening to the news. Man, sports teams, franchises, they get tested some of these play a couple of times a day. And they find out.
I got a buddy who's in fighting, and they've got a fight going on, I think, in Maine or somewhere out in the East Coast. And they're quarantined to the hotel. They get tested when they get there. They get the results that day. I think they get tested two more times throughout the week.
Uh-huh.
Before the fight.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, each one of those tests has its drawbacks and its bonuses. I think that instant test has a little bit more fail rate than the long-term test. Even though the long-term test still has, or the long-time test still has fail rate because of just bad process or whatever it might be. But, you know, it's give and take for each one. I don't really care one way or another if I go to Europe right now, because you can still buy a ticket as cheap as it is now for next year. And they'll let you change it without any fees. So if you really wanted to, you just got to be able to kind of adapt quickly if it's
time to go. The people that got money that need to go to Europe are going to Europe. And they ain't slowed down a bit. Not a bit. And if you believe that they don't want none of them virus-carrying people to come over there.
Well, I mean, anybody can go over there, but you have to sit there for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And that's my question is, like, if you go there and you've got to sit in your hotel, you got to pay 2 weeks of a hotel to just sit there and not do anything. Or you got to, or whatever they do, however they quarantine you.
That's well, they you have.
Do it. I don't know if they do it that way now. But
I think, it was either China or Japan. But you get there and they put you in, like, this apartment. One room, they bring the food to you. You in there 14 days, man. You don't come out of that apartment. 14 days. You better hope you got a window so you get some sunlight. But for 14 days, your ass is on lockdown before you come run around in our country. That's just, I mean.
You have to, I guess that puts it to, you know, You got to be going over there for something serious, because nobody wants to sit in a room in another country for 14 days. That's just a form of torture, you know.
For some people it is.
Beyond the cost, beyond the cost, the expense, the time. I mean, that's a lot of time to sit there and do nothing, just so you can go to.
See, that's first
fucking
world.
Paris.
That's first world problems.
Yeah.
Somebody that lives in a little village, and you're going to put them up in a hotel, and you're going to bring them meals, and all you got to do is stay right here. I mean, they'd be overwhelmed. They'd be like, this is great. Just like,
well,
you know.
Then for them, all they got to do is get the money together for a ticket to get there.
Just like, you know, some things are simple, man. Just real simple. How long are you going to let that beard grow out, man?
I don't know. I'm getting really tired of it right now.
I cut my hair.
You cut your own? I was going to ask you if you got a haircut. It's pretty tight.
Oh, yeah, man. Man. That's a whole different. You talking about a level of concentration? You ever see Tiger Woods try to hit a hole in one? That's how I am with clippers on my afro, man. I don't be like, my wife knows she stays downstairs. Nobody comes. No one. I need silence. I take my time, man. The smaller, the trimmer, the ones I use to line up your hair, I cut my hair with that. It's not as wide, but I use it and it's very accurate. And I'll be playing around, be like, whoa.
Well, I don't know. From here, it looks like you have a little bit of a divot in the middle.
I ain't got no damn divot in the middle.
It's almost like heart-shaped. A little bit.
That's because I have my headphones on from playing video games.
It's not a heart shape from left to right. It's a heart shape from north to south. That's where the divot is in here.
No, it ain't.
I'm just telling you what I see. It could just be the camera angle or the glow behind you. I don't know.
Camera angle.
But, you know.
I like to make up shit.
Yeah, why would I make that up? I'm just
I don't know. I don't know. People make up shit for no reason at all, man.
What am I, 4 years old?
Makes
just
no
trying
sense.
Trying to fool you?
Makes absolutely no sense. Just make it up. Just say it. I can do that now, man. You have the power. You can just say shit, and you know that there's a village in Finland that's wondering, what the fuck is Mike talking about?
Right. That's what helps me sleep, and I can go to bed and giggle because the village in Finland thinks Frank took a divot out of the top of his pro.
No, they know better. They know better. When I go, if I ever go to Finland, man, you better watch out, fool.
Who's the guy? Who's the guy who cut your hair before? What was his name? The white dude. Well,
white dude.
Didn't you have a white dude who cut your hair?
Hell. What kind of craziness are you talking about?
I thought that barbershop there was a white dude and your regular guy had to hand you off to him or something.
No, that was the dude from Philly. He handed me off to the dude from Philly. It was a brother. Wasn't a white dude. I told you white dudes, cool white dudes go there to get their hair cut.
White guys go in there to get their hair cut. That's what it was.
Yeah.
The only black barbershop in Irvine or Tustin.
It's in Irvine. There's two of them. They're about 500 feet away from each other. Nice. Creations and Sporty Cuts. I go to Sporty Cuts. Dre knows how to cut hair, man.
That's right.
Them brothers there, they know how to do it. Do it right.
Yeah. See, I bet you if you sent a picture to Dre, he'd probably say, looks like
well,
you got
hey,
deep
man,
in the middle
you know,
there.
I don't even know. I was going to call him, but, you know, with all this pandemic shit, I was like, I ain't risking my life for my haircut. I will cut
You're
it
You're not
myself.
Risking your life for your fro? Really?
Huh? Not that way. Not that way. Not that way. I can cut it myself. And me and the fro will be just fine. And here's the great thing about when I cut it. If I cut it and I mess up, it's a new hairstyle. If I mess up, it's just a little bit lower. It's usually, especially if I like had a divot, I would just cut it down and even it out and just be, hey, you got a shorter haircut. It grows back. It grows back quick.
Well, if you're lucky.
No, well, blessed.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. They say you take after your mother's side, but, you know, her father was, he lost his hair.
Mm-hmm.
And my father, he lost his. I probably should, like I said, should.
Well, and your brothers don't have a lot of hair, do they? They keep it pretty short. I've never really seen it.
Yeah, they keep it short. Tim's conservative. He don't be wearing all that hair on his head. I can see, he been working. He worked for Bowen for 30-something years, man. You do that without an afro. I remember when they tried to get me to work out there at Bowen. And I was like, this was like 1988, 89. I was like, no, I got this job interview selling cars. And if I get it, I get a brand new car to drive around. It's like,
see, and like, I got you're like that cartoon with the devil on one side and the angel on the other side.
Man,
you know Boeing's a better job. It's good. It's boring as shit, but it's
back in those days, that dude didn't even exist on my shoulder. If he was there, he spoke very softly. The other one was like, No, man. car sales is where it's at, dude. You ain't gonna have to. You'll be in an air conditioner. You'll have an office. You get to dress nice. You know, you get to use your mouth, your words, man. Make your money, man. You don't have to break your back. Go out there.
Break your back at Boeing?
Huh? Well, you know, they have more rules at Boeing.
Well, that's
I mean,
damn sure.
When I started the car business, man, in Missouri, and the crazy thing about that was you had to have experience to work at one of the big three, and they wouldn't hire you. So you had to start off at some other manufacturer. So I started off at a Suzuki dealership in Missouri. And that dealership that I worked at,
selling sidekicks and other death traps.
Sam, yeah, man. I was there when 2020 showed that samurai with the weights on the side. Man, here's the crazy thing. The place I worked at was in St. Charles, Missouri, and it was called John Cheese. No, was it John Cheesick? Yeah, John Cheesick. And the guy was from Kansas City. But they sold more samurais in that place in Missouri than any other place in the United States. Uh-huh. Because they were selling it to the farmers that were using it as cheap four-wheel drive. They pull their hay and, you know, all that stuff, and it had a good enough ground clearance. And at the time, you could buy like a base one with no air conditioning for like $5,000. And man, these fools was making money hand over fist. They have trucks coming from Florida bringing them samurais into Missouri, selling them. And I mean, I learned the car business through that place, and it was stupid, ridiculous money. The dude that sold me my car worked there. His name was Ken Devine. White dude. He always
Ken Devine.
Yes. Perfect name for a car salesman. Ken Devine. And he was always he'd be at the clubs, man. Black clubs, dance clubs. He had like shoulder length hair, man. Had one of them 80s mustaches, man. 89, 90 mustache, man. He's a cool dude, man. And he sold me a car. And I kept asking him about how much money did he make selling me that car. And he wouldn't tell me. I was like, come on, man. We're cool, man. And at the time, I was selling clothes. I was making like 10% commission selling clothes and shit. And so he finally told me how much money he made. And he made like 400 and something bucks selling me that car. He's like, are you mad? And I'm like, no, I want an application. I could do what you did. And that's how I got my soul.
And that's how you got into the tutelage of Ed Devine?
Ken Devine. Man, I remember it was crazy because I mean, this place was like an animal house of car dealerships. I remember one time, like I said, they were making stupid money. I remember one time they had some chick in a van. She was a prostitute, and they would just... She was doing blowjobs right there on the dealership. Yeah. I remember one time, man, I came in with a deal, and I went into the office. The door was closed, and I went into the office because I had a deal. And these motherfuckers, I opened the door, and these they were doing cocaine on the sales desk. And they were like, oh, it's Frank. He's cool. But it was like there was no shame. They were making stupid money.
Well, it's the late 80s. There's no shame in cocaine, period.
Man.
That was like having a Tesla. Just
no,
made money.
No. See, there was no shame in cocaine. It was in Missouri. You were looked down upon. I mean, some people were looked down upon. Other people were like, hey, this is just what we do. I was like, what? What the? I'm
like, well, I noticed they didn't invite you to join in.
They're like,
oh, hell no. Frank's going to take that whole.
No, man.
Frank's going to take that whole rock.
That's because I realized people that see me know my face, they see them nostrils. Them nostrils ain't no little thin little sliver cuts right there, man.
That's not a teener.
Man, that's
a whole eight ball right there.
That's part of the reason why I ain't never did no cocaine, man. Because if I ever liked it, man, I had to keep this full, man. And that'd be a lot of money, boy. They're like, woo-wee. Man, you can take down the line. Yeah, hell yeah. Look at these nostrils, man. I can do three lines at the same time with these nostrils. That's why I ain't never did no cocaine, man. Mm-mm. Don't get me hooked. I always been afraid of it, man. Like,
Don't get me hooked.
That's how they get you, man. They get you hooked on that shit. The first one's free, and then you gotta pay one way or the other. Not this, brother.
Did you listen to last week's episode?
Yeah, and?
Did you listen to all of it?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
What'd you think? Why?
I'm just curious. Curious on your thoughts. I'm not trying to set you up for anything. I'm just asking. Just have a conversation.
You're a suspect.
Yeah, well, I can hear in your voice. A question, Frank.
Well, because we talked before, and I told you I listened to it. That's the reason why I was wondering why you were asking me again. But
no,
you were asking me for
we haven't talked about sake. No, we haven't talked about last week's episode.
The apology episode.
We haven't talked about that yet.
We talked briefly, and I thought for sure that I told you that I listened to the episode.
No, I don't. Well, when did we talk? I don't remember talking about it.
It was a while ago. I think I was talking about the soundbite that you posted.
Oh, maybe. I don't remember that conversation. So, perhaps we did, or perhaps that was one of the ones you had with your friends in your head. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, the reason, actually, I'm asking is because the episode, was it last episode? I think it was last episode. We're talking about guests, and I was telling you I was going to post it in the Facebook groups, and maybe I'm naive, or maybe just really hopeful, but I thought, oh, man. All of these people, I mean, because there's tens of thousands of members in these Facebook groups. And for all of you out there listening who are a little bit younger, yes, I know Facebook is the old person thing and it's dead or whatever you want to call it. But I still use it for communication. I think it works just fine. However, in my naivety, I was thinking, oh, I'm going to get so much response and people are going to be really interested in being a part of this show and
man,
being a
crazy
guest.
You crazy fool.
Well, that's more true than it is not.
Because I've learned that, you know, hey, man, there's so many different directions people have to go. That, you know, it's not like they see you and they go, ooh, Ooh.
Honestly, I didn't think it has anything to do with me personally.
I'm not talking about you.
I was thinking more along the lines of, hey, this is a group specifically for rideshare drivers. Here's a format to talk about rideshare driving with kind of an established podcast. Oh, that might be something fun to do. Oh, I got this great story. I got this story I tell every day at parties, and people think it's hilarious. These guys got to hear it. That's more of the lines of what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I got... I'm going to read to you some of these direct comments.
Oh, you got actual comments?
I do. And
holy shit. This is great.
There's not a ton of them. But well, once you stop having World War III over there or whatever you're doing.
Can you hear all that?
Man, every episode we talk about, we can hear everything that happens.
I didn't know it was that sensitive.
So, you know, whenever you're done, it's fine. We'll wait.
I'm almost done. Okay. Here we go. More noise. There we go. Now we're good. We're solid, homie.
Okay, good. Well, you're welcome, everybody, for that. What are you taking medicine?
No.
Mid show?
No.
Anyhow, we got three comments. One was actually comment, one was weird, and then the other one was a recommendation. But the one comment I got, so just as a preview is what I put up there. I just posted our clip from last week. And then in the caption just put, hey, if you'd like to be on the Picking Up Strangers podcast to share your rideshare stories, please DM us. We'd love to hear what you'd have to say. Episode 36 is available at noon PST today. Oh, I have a typo in that. That explains the other guy's comment. I get it. So this gal in this group, this is Uber Lyft drivers Callie, types in, I don't pick up strangers. They checked by Lyft or Uber. Therefore, you are not labeling me a pickup stranger shit.
See, those are the people out there. They exist.
Well, you're kind of like these people. Like, this gal thinks we're trying to get over on her with something, and that's exactly how you think. Everything is suspect.
What are you talking about? How is that even remotely...
What do you mean? How is that even remotely? It just says, I don't pick up strangers. They're checked by Lyft and Uber. Therefore, you can't label me no picking up stranger shit. That's something I can almost hear in your voice.
You are crazy.
No, you're crazy.
No. Now, you're going to tell me about me. I know me better than you know me.
You know you behind your own eyes. I know you in front of your eyes.
That sounds like somebody that's half crazy. That took That took it very literal. Yeah. And she's very... I'm not closed-minded. That person is obviously very closed-minded.
Well, that's an assumption you're making. I'm not making you're closed-minded.
Wait a minute.
I'm making the assumption that you're just about as crazy as that.
No.
Making sure that you're not going to get caught on the okey-doke.
No. It's just there's a thin line between...
See? Here comes your justification.
Jeez, no, I'm not.
Crazy.
I'm,
go for it.
Well, pretty much, you know? Because some of the crazy people know what they're talking about.
Now the crazy people are good.
No, I said some of... See, that's the way they're perceived as crazy. They're oddballs. Hell, don't listen to. I mean, it's just like the tsunami. Just okay. Like that tsunami. When all that water went back out there into the ocean. It was the people that they thought was crazy. It was like, run for your lives. Run, run, run. Don't go out there seeing what's going on. We need to see people like that. They're laughed at. They're like, wow. And you know how many people went out there into the water and it got deeper and farther out, no water, and then big wave, boom, just slaughtered people. Same thing.
What are you talking about?
Tsunami, man. Tsunami.
I think a tsunami just swept your brain.
Washing right over you, homie.
Oh, boy. Sometimes I just don't have to say anything.
Some people have the knowledge. And because you got the knowledge, they think you crazy. Try to warn people. They don't listen. They think you crazy.
Oh, man.
Because I see the world in different... I see the world differently. I see it from a different perspective, I guess.
Yeah, the crazy perspective.
Bro, you try... I see the world through many different lenses all at the same time.
You're like a kaleidoscope.
Kinda. And that shit looks weird. I remember when I was a kid, you look at it, it was like, what is that? That's weird.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. The kaleidoscopes are weird.
You know, you can get one, I heard, from eating those mushrooms, too.
Well, those are fun kaleidoscopes.
Yeah, see? All I'm saying is, man, just because you don't see things the same way, I mean, it's...
I don't ever have to have somebody see things
you're 44,
the same way
right?
as I do.
44?
I can also say, like, yeah, sometimes I have weird thoughts and ideas. And they may not make sense to you. That's okay. They make sense to me. You like to believe that the way that you see things is the right way to see it. And everybody else will get to your level at some point, which is kind of like a crazy person.
No. No, not at all.
Yeah. Yes. Completely.
Man, you are. There's something wrong with you to even think that that's. You like people. Well, yeah. Certain things. Yeah. And because you haven't done enough time on this planet, you don't understand.
Okay.
You don't understand?
Hey, at some point in time, I could figure out that it's absolutely right. But until then, you sound crazy to me.
I know,
And I'm okay with that.
And there's people out there.
That doesn't change the way I feel about
your son right now. Your son right now thinks some of the shit that you do is crazy.
Oh, not some. Almost all.
You add 10 years to his ass, and you're going to see him a whole lot less crazier than what he thought right now. It's time on this planet. You realize, oh, shit, Dad was right about that. He wasn't just being fussy, or he wasn't just, you know, being an ass. There was a reason behind this, you know? And sometimes, just like I'm talking to you, you need 11 more years. And you'll be like, man, Frank wasn't crazy. He wasn't crazy. Just like you thought I was crazy when I told you, when I came to the realization that this shit, that the pandemic, this is some long-term shit. And I remember you were even act like, how do you know? And I gave you one example, but I was telling you, this shit is going to last longer than... This ain't no... this, and there's still people right now that still think it's some kind of hoax.
Yeah, that's still crazy to me. That's
this really is what's crazy. Even crazier. Do you realize that... And I'll only say his name this one time. Do you realize Trump... those shithole countries that he was talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Do you realize those shithole countries don't want us over there? We're the shithole country now, man. We got the worst outbreak. It's just, it's so crazy. People are still debating wearing masks.
There was very little mask wearing in Arizona, even though there was inside different story, but just kind of walking around. Not a lot of mask wearing going on, even. Uh-huh. And I was quite surprised that it was still so loose. And I mean, I know Arizona is an all about personal rights type of state, but I was still like, yeah, in our travels, right? We stop at a gas station, get gas or something. Here comes this lady. Now, I don't know if she's from Arizona or not, but she's in Arizona in this kind of souvenir shop style gas station. Now she's got a mask on. Her husband's got a mask on. The two kids that are walking got a mask on, but she's probably got like an 18-month-old baby slung over her shoulder. No mask at all. And the kids at everyone's like mouth level. And I just thought, man, you know, you'd think you'd still want to get that covered up. And I know they say, you know, babies, this, that, and the other. But, I mean, I've gotten to the point where still nobody really knows who it's going to affect and who it's not. It's not just people with underlying conditions. It's not just older people. It's not just 50-plus. It's not just 80-plus. There's people who have died that were little babies, people who have died that were younger. And I know other people are going to say, you know, well, everything, anybody's dying of anything is it's corona, it's corona, it's corona. They're just pumping up the numbers. But why even take the chance? Let's just say all that was true. Why even take the chance? I don't understand that. But
because ignorance is stronger than...
Well, nothing is stronger than your parental protection.
Sure. They. Some of these states are going to send their kids right back to school. They don't even have a plan. We talked about this before. Don't even have a plan. They're ready to sacrifice the children. And like you said, some of these kids get it, no problem. Some of these kids get it, and they get sick, and they have long-term effect. Some of these kids get it, and they just pass it on to somebody else. They don't have no symptoms. Mm. I mean, it's crazy. I watched today, and I couldn't believe it. Universal Studios is opening up.
Are Universal Studios or Universal Studios Florida?
Oh, maybe Florida.
Because I know Disneyland Florida is open.
I have to double check because I saw the commercial on TV, and I was like, really? With all the shit that's going, y'all gonna open up? I mean, it's just, man, this is some crazy, some crazy shit, boy. I'm not wanting to roll the dice. I mean, you keep hearing numbers. California is number one in the United States.
Yeah.
We beat out New York. It's...
Well, I mean, yeah, you got to go back. I mean, you've got to live your life, but you can do it safely.
We were ahead of the curve, too. We were ahead of the curve, and we were doing everything that we needed to calm it down, but... I think they just felt under pressure to get things back to normal, and you know they. I remember.
Well, I was reviewing a text message. I was texting a couple buddies of mine. I was reviewing text messages. One of them sent me a news article, and it was dated May 1st. And the news article was, Newsom says we're days, not weeks, away from relinquishing more COVID restrictions, or release, you know, getting lighter on more COVID restrictions. And my wife is sitting right here, and I looked at her and I go, now we're here at May 4th. We're right back where we started from.
Uh-huh. And they set the standards, and nobody held to them.
No.
Everybody opened up. And I'm telling you, it's greed. It's, I understand people want to work. I understand people want to do what they want to do. But you got to think about the other people around you, because...
Yeah, I don't know if it's greed more than it was short-term thinking. You know what I mean?
Well...
I mean, some of it's... I mean, shit, if, for a lot of those businesses, it wasn't necessarily about greed, it was about surviving. But in the way that they handled it, and again, you know, not seeing the forest through the trees, we just need to get back to business and get as many people in here, not thinking, oh... If we don't do it this the right way,
well,
we're not going to be working again in the next 2 weeks.
I shouldn't have said greed. I should have said selfishness.
Yeah. I mean,
you're only thinking about your situation, not how your situation has an effect on other people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, sometimes it's ignorance over selfishness, but
well, come on, man.
I don't think anyone's like, "Hey, fuck the world."
We had to sell my sandwiches. Republican senator that got the COVID virus, and he was one of those dudes that didn't want to wear a mask, and he started wearing a mask. Then he said. He thinks the reason why he got COVID was because of wearing the mask, because he probably touched it, and he says, you know, I was breathing.
Well, that's stupid.
Yeah, but he's an elected official. He is someone that people
look
to.
But don't you think like a good? I don't feel like a good. Portion of the California in particular, only because that's what I'm most familiar with. I don't feel like a good portion of the population is so ignorant that they're going to be like, oh yeah, that makes total sense. There might be some, but I would say the majority of the people would be like, man, this guy's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, but here's the crazy thing. It only takes a small number of idiots to spread the virus.
Okay. I'm just stepping outside of that a little bit to say that, you know, maybe again, it's like exposing yourself. Now you've exposed yourself for being stupid. I feel like most people would see that, recognize it, and be like, "Oh, well, that's the last time I vote for that idiot." If that's his reasoning on things.
No, because if he's kept your property tax down and he's kept your kid in a good school and kept away, you know, that low income housing development from coming in your neighborhood, then you can swallow some of his shit and go with it. That's how the real world works.
I think maybe in the past that was 100% accurate. I think that's less and less accurate as this thing progresses.
But it's
still moving in that direction. Just for some information, Universal Studios Hollywood City Walk is open, not the park.
Yeah, it must have been Florida.
The commercial. Orlando is open completely.
Uh-huh.
As I'm looking at it right now. And they say that you have to wear your face mask, you get a temperature check, social distance, hand sanitizer, follow directions, blah 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 blah. It'll be interesting to see how theme parks work. I'm really excited, well, excited sort of, but excited to kind of see Disneyland reopen whenever it does. And, you know, because they're talking about, I think all parks have to have limited attendance. right?
Yeah.
And it's one of, I used to be a pass holder with Disney, and it's just, it was always crowded. There was never a day you could go where it was completely enjoyable. You know, you could go with a pass, you could go for a couple hours, do a couple things and leave. But I just remember as a kid, you know, when we would go to Disneyland in August and then in February, you could do the whole park three times, you know, without ever having to wait in a line. So I'm hoping maybe it goes back to that again, and that would be really fun as a positive note on what could happen. But the other thing I want to tell you is that next week we have a good shot of having our first guest.
Okay, that's cool. But you know what? What were those other comments, though?
Well, that was that one. The other one I didn't know. I didn't understand because I didn't realize I had a typo in my post. So the guy just responded, don't episode 36. Okay, because that was my last sentence. I don't know what the hell I was trying to write, but that's what I put in it. So anyways, I messaged him. I messaged everybody who made a comment, even that lady who said that we're not going to make her some picking up stranger shit.
Well, she just needs to know.
Well, it would be interesting to talk
those people. Regardless. Yeah, the reason why we say that is because, okay, yes, they go through a vetting process before they become our passenger. Okay, we but know that there's
know a them system. And they're still a stranger.
So exactly, but maybe she's just now. Maybe she's like one of them genius level people.
Oh boy.
She could be. She could be.
I guess just like you could be, huh?
See? You said it, not me. See? You started to be silly.
Man, you're the silliest of us all.
You're starting to understand now.
And then the third comment was actually a recommendation. Somebody messaged me and said, gave me a name and said, she's got a ton of stories. So I actually did message that lady, and she responded back. So she is all aboard. We got to kind of work around her schedule a little bit, but, next week we should have our first official rideshare guest. You know, hopefully that brings a little bit more viewership as well, and you know, people get exposed to it.
You mean listenership?
Listenership. You know, and maybe people will say, "Oh, that might be fun for me to tell my stories." And maybe she'll be the first little snowflake on a snowball is what I'm hoping. But that's kind of where we're at. She's gonna let me know her schedule next week, and then you know, we'll let it go.
Sounds super. A guest. Wow.
A guest. And if anybody out there wants to be a guest, even if you're not a rideshare rider, if you just want to be a guest and talk to us about our show,
why not? Hey,
people might have questions about us. Actually, I know people have questions about us. Have questions about us, either individually or as our relationship, as it may be. But you know, if you're out there, give us a heads up if you want to pop in here and have a chat. You can either do it through our email, which is pickingupstrangerspodcast@gmail.com, or you can reach us on Picking Up Strangers on Facebook. That's Picking Up, all one word. Strangers is the second word. You'll see our logo on there. You know who we are.
Instagram.
We're on Facebook. I don't know what the Instagram one is. I always forget. And I don't even know how to check it. So you'll have to check that.
What? Yeah, we're on Instagram. It's Picking Up Strangers.
I know we're on Instagram, but I don't know how to check it.
Well, I mean, they will. We need
to put some pictures. If they're messaging us and I don't see it.
Oh.
Do it on Facebook or the Gmail. Don't listen to Frank. Yes, man. We're on Instagram. If you want to
see, I was trying to appeal to a younger generation by introducing the Instagram kids.
Well, then you would mention our TikTok, not Instagram.
We don't have no TikTok.
Right.
Speaking of strangers.
We don't have those kind of people that listen to us. Or maybe we do. Who knows? Maybe. I don't know the demographic. But anything else you got, good buddy?
No, let's keep it kind of simple. Yep. Let's keep it kind of simple. Things are going as best they can be. You know, if you're in a different country, be happy where you are. You know, dodging COVID over here. You've been dodging it? Have you been dodging, Mike?
Have I?
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, I guess I've been dodging it. I don't know. I don't.
See.
I don't really COVID's do anything to put myself at risk. I mean, I go to the markets.
Yeah.
But I wear my mask. I go, you know, we went out to vacation, but when we go out in public, I wear my mask.
That's good.
I keep it pretty tight.
Yeah.
You know, although my uncle's got it, and my cousin's wife has it. She's a nurse, and he works at Costco, so I'm sure they're both probably work-related. But
That was one of the places I put in my resume.
Costco?
Mm-hmm. I thought, you know, maybe the wide open spaces, you know, working. I want to work.
Well, he works in the optometry section, so he's face to face with.
Oh, everybody. Yeah.
So that's probably just destined to happen. Thank goodness both of them had just real mild symptoms, I believe. You know, they just got the basic flu symptoms, but it freaked my cousin out. The stepdaughter to my uncle who has it, because she's actually I don't know if I probably shouldn't say the name. She's going on a primetime TV game show, and is supposed to be recording this coming week, and she had to go take a COVID test yesterday. But their whole thing was, you know, you're on the show, and it's something she's wanted to do forever. You're on the show. We love you. You just got to make sure you're COVID negative, and we're going to take the test, you know, a couple days before, and then your taping will be on this date. So she was quite nervous because she was in contact with her mom, who's my uncle's wife. And so hopefully everything works out good for her. Good thoughts going that direction. But for those of you out there who like game shows, here's a little tidbit. For every show that films in L.A., they're only taking L.A. applicants. So your chances of getting on whichever show you want to be on are exponentially better than they ever have been. So just keep that in mind if you ever had a dream of being on any one of these awesome game shows.
Now, if that information turns out that you give that information to some of our listeners and a profit from that, we ask for a very small 10%. Passing on knowledge. That's a knowledge fee. You're like, damn, I never thought of that. I owe it to Picking Up Strangers podcast. I never would have entered that you know, and tried to get on a game show, but I listened to that podcast, and Mike Guy told me my chances were the best they could ever be, and so I did, and I got on there, and I won a car, and I won lots of money, and I'm going to give 10% to those funny fellows, those Picking Up Stranger rascals. That's it.
Well, if you want to, that's fine. However, I share my knowledge knowing that I'm just doing a good deed.
I know. That's what makes it even better. That should even motivate people even more to want to give to the Picking Up Strangers. Like, hey, what did y'all do with that money they donated? We bought one of them big containers of licorice. And you can come by and you can pull out one, you get one licorice. Oh, we can have it. Oh, no, that's because we'll be doing it like this. I was like, if we had like a studio, we could have one of those Costco things of red licorice whip for our guests while they wait, but we'll need some kind of like virtual licorice or something just for the people that would take the time to be on the show. That would be nice.
Yeah.
What was that? Oh, your phone?
My phone. Well, that's all I got. You got anything else?
Well, who is that in the background? A picture of?
My glamour shot back there?
Is that you?
No, that's my lovely wife.
Oh, okay. Your wife? You're not married yet.
Might as well be.
Oh, okay. It almost looks like she has a fro from here.
Well, it's that big old poofy 80s glamour shot.
Ah, that's what it is. Yeah, I remember those days.
Just teased to the moon.
Yeah, imagine that, man.
Well, it's funny. She has these glamour shots. Believe it or not, I used to be a glamour shots photographer.
No, I believe it. I so believe that. So much. You don't have to do anything to convince me that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. I was one of the main photographers in the Brea Mall between,
oh boy,
let's see, 97 to 99.
Mm-hmm. Well, I bet they remember your ass. Oh boy.
I was very popular.
Mm-hmm. Did you do it just for that?
No, I was studying photography at the time, and I thought, oh, I could just be a photographer at glamour shots. That has nothing to do with photography, by the way. It has more to do with makeup, hair, and costuming.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, just normally, I mean, the picture of my fiance or my wife up here, you know, she's probably 13 or 14, but mostly what you got, you know, is between 30, you know, 28 to 52,
yeah,
all of them wanting a miracle to happen. But
yeah, I tell you, man, that airbrush, man, that can make you look younger. And
that was one of my biggest upsells.
Uh-huh.
The glamour package, which included free touch-ups and,
yeah,
and just everything else that was
Earl
to make believe.
Earl Shives of photography. Had the same integrity. Oh, yeah, man. Glamour shots. Oh, man. Mm-hmm.
Your husband's going to love this. Don't worry about it.
Oh, man. See you there. See you there.
Well, you know, all little lessons.
I wish I known a little bit about that. Because you could have killed two birds with one stone. Just sales, and talking to the ladies. So you're like, hey! Oh, girl, you know, girl, you look good in this. Mm-hmm. Let me set that. Yeah, you want this package. Yeah.
All right, well, on your package, why don't you take it?
God bless you all. If you don't believe in God, good luck. Something new.